When people gamble, they tend to place bets on things in which they are confident. In horse racing, the bettor will look at things like the horse's strength and speed, race history, pedigree, etc., before placing a wager. Sometimes they're right, but often they're not. The reason is, there are just too many variables and outside forces to account for. Now, horse racing is comically simple when compared to the complexities of life. Solomon said in Ecclesiastes 9:11 that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, meaning things don't always follow the obvious path, because life is an enigma influenced by things we can't see. David wrote in Psalm 20 and verse 7, "Some trust in chariots, and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God." David is referring to ancient armies which used chariots and horses in battle. Some armies' chariots were noted and feared for their speed, and some armies were known for having horsemen who could fight while riding. But David is critical of those who put confidence in those things over God. We still make that mistake today, undetectable missiles in cyber warfare. But it also could be political parties or social movements. We get excited when those we favor have success, and then become fearful and discouraged when those we disapprove of start to get momentum. But if our trust is in Christ, the solid rock, we don't have that extreme inward seesaw of confidence and joy and then sadness and turmoil, but rather peace. Since the scriptures teach we should pray for our leaders, let's do that and try to leave these things in God's hands the best we can. And let's stop betting on the horses.